We're jumping now, I assume everybody knows by now, we're jumping to the sixth parak of Sanhedrin, Nigmar HaDin, Mem Beis. And there's some fascinating sugyas in the parak. The first one is a very enjoyable sugya, and we might have to skip a couple of blot till we get to the next one, but there's good stuff here. So the Mishnah on Mem Beis begins, Nigmar HaDin, once the din is complete, Motzino Solo Sokla, you take the guy out to stone him, throw him off the cliff. Where they take them to? The Beis HaSkila. This Beis is the house of HaSkila. Hayachutz LeBeisin. It was outside of Beisin. Shenemar Hotzias Mekalel. Because the Pasuk says you have to remove the Mekalel outside somewhere. The Mekalel, the guy who cursed Hashem, he was removed from the Machaneh. So you see the Beis HaSkila was Chutz LeBeisin. So there are two dinim that... Let's jump to the Gemara first. The Gemara says... Beis HaSkila chutz the Beis Din hava. The Beis HaSkila is outside of the Beis Din, v'sulo, but it doesn't have to be any further. As long as the Beis HaSkila is outside of the Beis Din, that was okay. But v'hatanya, isn't there a brice that says Beis HaSkila haya chutz l'shlosh machanas? It wasn't only outside of Beis Din, it was outside the three camps that Yisrael Klaisos lived in the Midbar. It wasn't just outside the Beis Din. So Gemara answers, you're right. Kidikamras, just like you said. You're right, there is a din that the Beis HaSkila has to be outside the Gimel Machanos. But there's a second halacha also. Let's say the Beis Din was outside the Gimel Machanos. It's not enough the Beis HaSkila is next to the Beis Din. It has to be also outside the Beis Din itself. How do we know that? V'hadikasani, that which the Mishnah is talking about, hocha nafkamina, there's a nafkamina in regards to the nafk beidina, if beistina, the yosef chutz l'shosh machanos, if beistin is outside the gimel machanos, then abdina and beis haskila chutz l'beistin. Then you have to remove the beis haskila even further from the beistin. Why? Ki heich delo mischazi beistin roschim, so people shouldn't think that the dayanim are murderers. Inami ki heich detevet lech hatzalah. So, or in other words, there's hatzalah, there's an opportunity from when the guy goes from Beis Din to the Beis HaSkila, there's some time in between that someone could say, this guy's innocent, don't stone him. So what are the two dinim that come from this Gemara? Mishnah Gemara, what are the two dinim we have to analyze? There's a din of Chutz L'Gimel Machanos, and there's a din of Chutz L'Beis Din. So first, in regards to the din of chutz l'gimel machanos, has to be outside the gimel machanos. Why does the Beis HaSkila have to be outside the gimel machanos? So Tosos tells us, Tap Tosos, Beis HaSkila ha'isa chutz l'shlosh machanos. Based in, the Beis HaSkila is outside the three machanos. Hainu b'Yushalayim, referring to Yushalayim, d'ika shlosh machanos, Rashi also says this. There are three machanos in Yushalayim. U'bate dinam shebechol ir v'ir, ha'isa Beis HaSkila. There's a Beis Din in each city, and outside that Beis Din, there's a Beis HaSkila. V'hainu, what does that mean? Mishum dechol ayaros ha-mukvos choma, all the cities that were surrounded by walls, yesh lahen din machane Yisrael. They had a din of machane Yisrael. Kititanam perakam dekelem, just like the mission perakam dekelem. What's Tosus getting at by referring to the mission of Kalem? What's the mission of Kalem, the first perakam referred to? What's the entire first perakam talk about? Tumantara, not really Tumantara, a little bit Tumantara, but Kedusha. So the different levels of Kedusha, and you're right, it does impact Tumavatara, but directly down at the Kedusha that exists in Har Bayis, and then you go further out and further out, and then Machane Leviya, Machane Yisrael, all the different camps. It's talking about the Kedusha. The problem of having a Beis HaSkila was that you cannot have it in the three Machanos because that's where the Kedusha is. It has to be outside the Gimel Machanos. That's what Tosfos and Rashi are trying to get at by connecting it to the Mishnah and Kalim. The Gilyoni Ashas thought this is so true that this real Kedusha, that one of the nafkaminas of the Kedusha of Machan Yisrael, is Mamish this din, the Beis HaSkila has to be outside this Kedusha. He says, he quotes from the Rash in the first parak of Kalim, which I didn't find, I looked at him, I couldn't find he said this question, but apparently the Rash said, Madua lo tanisha malazos ba yaros hamukvos choma. The Mishnah there lists all the different levels of Kedusha for each of the levels of encampments. And the Azar has a certain Kedusha, and certain things could happen. The Har Bayis has a certain Kedusha. Ayaros HaMukvos Choma, the walled cities, has a certain Kedusha. So the Rash asks, at least that's what the Raginyar Shas thinks he asks, why didn't they list this halach also? That the Kedusha of the Ayaros HaMukvos Choma cannot have a Beis HaSkila within the walls. It's a stira to the Kedusha of these walled cities. You can't have the Beis HaSkila. So he says, you're right, it was on the list. It was under one of the other things listed in that category. It was included in one of the things listed. Einachrami, it's on that list. That's how far of Yosef Engel wants to say that it's mamisha, a stira to the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. That's why the base of Skila cannot be within the Gimel Machanas. The Aruch Lener, along the same lines, that there's going to be nafkaminas. There's certain cities that do not have Kedusha. And if there's no Kedusha in those cities, then one would be allowed to have a base of Skila within those cities. What's an example, he says? A city that is not walled. A non-walled city has no Kedusha of Machane Yisrael. Then, therefore, you could have a base of Skila there. Or a walled city that wasn't walled from the times of Yeshua. Only a walled city from the times of Yeshua had the din of a Kedusha. Anything that was walled afterwards, a modern-day wall, would not be considered a city in terms of this Kedusha. Furthermore, a based in Bechutz Laaretz. Walled cities in Chutz Laaretz has no din of Kedusha either. That too, if you could have a base of Skila in Chutz Laaretz, then that would also be inside the city. And additionally, it says a city that has most Goyim living in there. And the Jews who live there want to have a base of Skila for their Badi Dinim, so they could build the base of Skila in the walled cities because there's no Kedusha, the fact that they have Rov Akum living there. That's the first din that comes out. The din, again, the base of Skila has to be outside the Gimel Machanos, is because the Kedusha that exists. Now, moving on to the other din that's brought out from this mission of the Gemara is that, let's say the base din is outside the Gimel Machanos. There still is an added din that the base Skila has to be separate from the base din itself. Why is that? So the Gemara says two reasons. One reason is ki heichi delo mischaze based in Roschen. So based in shouldn't appear to be murderers. How does Rashi understand this svara? It's a gnai. It's disgraceful that the Mishnah Makos says that a Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years is called a chavlonis. Kol shekein, if they're right next to the place of the base of Skila, it's a makom they call ibun nefashos, a place that people will die and cause the loss of life. It's just a gnai, yeah.
So Rashi wouldn't hold that it's more to be able to have the time to find the schus?
Well, there are two reasons. So Rashi is just interpreting the first reason of why it looks like they're rotschim. Rashi says because of it's a gnai. The Gemara says the second reason, Hatzalah, Rashi addresses that also. It's a second reason. He's just addressing the first reason in that Rashi. Bein Echanami agrees there's another reason for the Hatzalah as well. The reason why explaining the low list chazi based in Roshim, people are going to be choshe that these dayanim are murderers. I'm not sure if there's much of a nafkamina between Rashi and the Yad Ramah, but they are slightly different. Rashi is about the gnai, and Yad Ramah is about the choshed, the chashad that goes on. And the second reason, the Gemara, is the hatzalah. There should be a certain time frame that the guy has a chance, the Nidon has a chance to be saved from going to the basin, to the base of Skila. So we say make sure they're separate so there's a certain time to have him saved. Yeah.
Could you maybe plug this into the Chakira of Shalom versus Din? That I guess when the Yaron says that that the basin is going to people are going to like call it out that it's not doing its job. I guess it's attacking the shalom aspect, while Rashi just only really attacking the din point by saying that opposite. That Rashi's attacking, I guess, the gnai point, the shalom point, that it's not good for Basin to do this to society. But in Achami the din is correct. But while the Yaron is really attacking the din aspect of Basin, saying that even the din is incorrect.
That's interesting. So I wonder. It's a very interesting idea to try to connect them. I have to think about it. I hear the direction you're going in. When the Ramah says they're choshed them to be rotschim, does that mean they're, unlawfully killing them?
He says,
Kedin. Okay, very good. Okay.
Very good.
It's very interesting. Good. I hear that. It's a very, very nice idea. Okay, I wasn't thinking like that at all. Very good. But now, reading the Mishnah in the Gemara, what's the, I wouldn't say blatant, but what's the question that may jump out at you from the Mishnah versus the Gemara? It seems to be a stira. You read the Gemara, and it gives you two different reasons. Yad Gemara, Rashi argue about them. The reasons, there's a svara behind why there has to be separation between the Beis Din and the Beis Haskila. It's a svara. However, the Mishnah, what's the impression we get from the Mishnah? What's behind the separation? Pasuk says, Hotzias Makala, it's a Gzeris HaKasuf. So the tension here is it a Gzeris HaKasuf or is it a svara? So the Rishonim deal with this question. So what does Rabbeinu Peretz say? Rabbeinu Peretz weighs in here. Exactly.
But it's interesting because he says the
svara
is based in
Rotsdam, not in Matzil. Is he taking sides there or just the Lav Davka, the other one? Also, that's a good point. He does only mention the based in Rotsdam. I don't know if he had different girsa or he favors that one. It's not really like a psak, how which svara he passes. I'm not sure if there's a nafkamina, but that's a point well taken. So he says, the Iker Tamayu chutz the based in lav mikro nafik. It's not because of the gzeres akasav, right? Rabbeinu Peretz el mishum svarahu the lo les chazai based in rozchon. They shouldn't appear to be murderers. And the mission which quotes a pasuk is simply an esmach the bama, but it's really a svara. Gzeres akasav is lav dafka. It's not really a pasuk. It's a smachta. Tosfos has two opinions. You read Tosfos himself, you'll really get one idea. Rabbeinu The Rekivi Eger explains that there are really two different opinions in Tosfos in regards to this issue. First, Tosfos writes, there's no stir in the Gemara and Mishnah at all. The Pasuk in the Mishnah is telling us that there's a din and the base skila cannot be in the base din. It has to be two separate entities. But why do you have to separate it so far? You know, it would be enough if they're neighbors with each other. That would be what the pasuk means. Hotzi, you remove him from the Beis Din and go next door to the Beis Haskila. The Gemara brings a reason to say there has to be some distance between. It's not enough that they're neighbors. Maybe down the block from each other would be fine. And that's where the Sfar comes in. The Sfar tells us they can't be right next to each other. Because you're going to call them murderers, or it's going to be Ganai, or there's not going to be any Hatzalah. But both of them are relevant. The Gzeres HaKasuf is needed for the Etzem HaDin to get off the ground, and the svar is there to tell us how far to distance. And then the second answer to Tosas, what does Tosas ask? Tosas asks a question, why do you need a pasuk at all? There's a Mishnah, Gemara in Ksuvos that tells us that Anar Marasa, She'ein La Pesach Besav, there's no house of her father, and she, or Obed Avodah Zarah, that most of the Jews in the city are non-Jews. So you stone them al Pesach Beis Din. And since, really ideally, you're supposed to stone them in the house of their father or the house where they worship the Avodah Zarah, but since those cases were impossible, you couldn't accomplish a din, you have to therefore go to the Ashar Beis Din on the gates of Beis Din, that's where you give them skila. So he says, why don't you learn other dinim from this also? That the other niskalim have to also be sharecha, you have to stone them on the shar of the Beis Av, that on the house of where they worshipped, where they violated the Isurim. Why don't you learn from those cases? Why do we learn that has to be outside Beis Haskila? So first tells the answer is because Shnei Ksuvim Bam Kechad, you can't learn from them. Avodah Zarah and Nar Merasa are unique. Only those two have to be Shar Pesach Av, or if not, then they Shar Beis Din. But everything else, we don't know. We can't learn from those cases. Alternatively, Tosfos says, Nava'od, maybe, Hoksiv Hotzi Ketitnam Vesnizen. Really, you could learn from Avodah Zarah, and you could learn from Namarasa. For some reason, it's not considered Beis Ksum Bam Kecha. He doesn't explain why. And really, Mikah, then you should give him Skila, the place where they violated the Avera. With a special halacha, a special pasuk, Vahotzi, it says. Pasuk Hotzi, in context of Mikal, tells us you have to remove them from Beis Din. It can't be next to the Shar Beis Din. So in that, I don't get too involved, Rabbi Kivi Eger has a couple of questions, and then Rabbi Kivi Eger just writes that really it's a Gzeres HaKasuf. Against Rabbeinu Peretz, really it's a Kra. It's just that they're Darsh time with the Kra. They're explaining the reasoning behind the Pasuk.
Did he explain
to us
this?
Huh?
Did Rabbi Kivi Eger explain to us this, or just...
He's explaining a kasha that Toz Yom Tov has. Toz Yom Tov says, why do you need a svar behind? He asks this question. Why do you need the time of the pasuk? The Mishnah tells us the pasuk. And the Gemara comes along and tells us the time of the pasuk? Why do you need the svara of the pasuk? He says, Enachanami, according to this Tosus, whatever, again, reader Bikveger, he's explaining that no, Tosus thinks that you're Dorish time of the crow. And therefore, it comes out, there are three shittas in this question. Let me just present the three shittas for a second. Three shittas, again, the question being the Mishnah says a pasuk. The Gemara says a svara. How do you deal with it? Rabbeinu Peretz says it's really a svara. And the other pasuk says Machta Balma. Tosus, according to Bikveger, says it's really a pasuk. And the svara is simply time of the crow. And then Tosus' first answer is they're both true. You need the pasuk to tell us it has to be outside based in. You need the svar to tell us to distance the basis kila from based in. Those are the three shittas we have in the Rishon. Yeah, Gary.
According to Rabbi Kivager, just to clarify, are you saying that the pasuk has the hotzias makalel, and the reason to be hotzias makalel is so you can save him?
Say it again. That who?
The pasuk meaning he's saying we dorish time the crop.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
And the
exactly. Right?
So the pasuk says hotzias makalel. The reason you're being hotzias makalel is to save him.
Exactly. Or so they don't look like murderers. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
I mean, according to both reasons of the Gemara, why would this, why would base a skila? Why wouldn't you also have like a base like a vesicha, base you know a chenek? Why is this not by a skila?
Great question. So there's a Ran that has two opinions whether there's such a concept as a base srefa, a base chenek, base saif. He has a question. So I meant to get into that maybe tomorrow if we continue the sugya. Maybe tomorrow I'll get into that. Otherwise, what? No, he's just telling why we're talking about skila first. The Ran does have two opinions. I was trying to think if it connects or not, and I wasn't so sure. It might connect to a broader issue, which I was going to have done, but I just couldn't get it finished, about in general the Chayav Misos based in. How do we view the four Dal Misos? Are they really one? Is there one mitzvah? The Rambam counts the four different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Skila, there's a mitzvah of Srefa, and so on and so forth. Four mitzvahs. And the Ramban there argues, and Sefer Mitzvah says, no, it's all one mitzvah of the mitzvah of Biyarta Rav Mikabrecha. They're all one and the same. So there are two opinions in the Rambam might be the same idea. That if there are four different mitzvahs, so just because there's a din of the base of Skila there's a bias, doesn't mean that Srefa, Herig, and Chenek have to have a bias also. But if, like the Ramban, there's one mitzvah on the Biyarta Rav Mikabrecha to wipe out any evil, then it's possible that you're going to equate all the dinim across the board. That might be something behind the Ran.
Because it could be tied into whether you hold that Hoseas Makalel is a, Hoseas Makalel, whether that's daf, whether that's like a real pasuk or not. Because if it's a real pasuk, then that's the ikar reason, and therefore for the other things you don't need another place. There's because the pasuk is the main reason why you take him outside, not because of Hatzalah or whatever. But if you say, like, you know, like maybe like Tosra being a parent, it's Labdafka, you know, and really the Svardos are the Iker reason, then he has the Kasha of why you don't have those similar, Bosim by Ritzicha and, you know, not Ritzicha, Srefa, Chenek, and Herod.
I think that's great. Initially, I wanted to connect it. And to say what Jake said again, was that if it's based on the Pasuk, which is what Rabbi Kivager prefers. It's all about pasuk. The pasuk of Hotzi Mekala is talking about skila. That's exeris kasus, daf skila. Then you wouldn't learn that the other dinim necessarily require bias also. If you learn misvara, that they should have atzala, or they shouldn't be viewed as murderers. So that should apply to all the other mises as well. I wanted to say that, and for some reason I'm not remembering why, there was a problem with that. But maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe you're right. So shkaya for reminding me that. I'll have to think about it again. There was something I didn't like about it. But let's, for now, view that as being correct. And I'll try to look around again. Okay, now we have the Shittas Rambam. Oh, I didn't bring my Rambam. Anyone have a Rambam here? It's probably not worth it. Yeah. Maybe we'll just stop here. We'll do the Rambam tomorrow. By the time you come back, I feel bad in waiting. So we'll stop here, and we'll...